What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And for those of you watching on YouTube, this gorgeous creature sitting next to me is the lovely Lady Claire, who joins us on Friday, hour number three. And, of course, especially for the last live show of 2018. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, RBN is giving the much overworked staff a holiday Monday and Tuesday. So our next live show will be Wednesday, January 2nd, 2019. Before we get into Claire's stuff, though, we do have a caller waiting on the line. Errol in the Netherlands, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike, and hello, Claire.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. I wrote something down, and maybe this is for a future movie that maybe it's going to release at science fiction. Can I read it?
Real quick.
Okay, real quick. What if the Earth is like a seeded egg inside a woman's womb, and that the sun is the lamp that will eventually fade and let go? I wish you a very happy 2000 and healthy 2019, and support RBN. Thank you for taking my call, Mike and Claire. Keep it up.
Yes.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you very much, and Happy New Year to you as well. All righty. And before we get into the individual news items, though, this being our last live show of the year here, I think it's worth looking back. And by the way, you're welcome to call in with your look back. What was important to you in 2018? What do you think will happen in 2019? What your New Year's resolutions are? And of course, I resolved not to make stupid resolutions. I have no intention of keeping. But this last year, it was a very, very rough one, starting first and foremost with your back injury in January, which you are still recovering from.
Yes, I know.
Then we had the Honda stolen twice. Last time it was stripped, and fortunately, we had already been saving for a newer car. Mm-hmm. We were able to get a replacement. Mm-hmm. You had a couple of bad falls that we had to deal with.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think there's a curse on your church, because we have lost so many people there, including two of the singers in Claire's choir died of cancer that just came out of nowhere and just like lightning took these people out. Yeah. And a lot of non-choir people suffered major illnesses. Saturday, we have to go visit one who just succumbed to a stroke, which I don't think he's going to recover from. So there have been a lot of good things. But I think on a whole, 2018 was a real armpit of a year.
Yeah.
You know, what can I tell you?
But Mike, the way I look at it, and I've shared this with our pastor, in terms of health challenges, I am 100% pre-disastered. So I think 2019, if it's even moderately better than 2018, all will be well.
Well, I'm hoping the same here because, you know, my worry was that it was the start of a trend because we are O-L-D-E-R.
Oh, yes.
And we're at the age where things start to wear out and break.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, so let's get into the news here.
Okay. This is about the 2020 election, Harris, Booker, and Warren to announce their candidacies next month. And this is being done because of the enormous amount of money it takes to be elected and corporations one has to impress. And one of the things that frustrates me greatly about the Democratic Party, and believe it or not, I have called Tom Perez's office about this. I think, Tom, you need to look at a candidate who can get elected, and that would be our state representative, Tulsi Gabbard.
Well, she's thrown her hat in the ring. She's already visiting the early primary states here, but I don't think she'll be vetted by the deep state because she's very much anti-war.
Yeah.
She went to Syria on her own trying to find a way to settle that mess down. So
And I one thing I've got to say, I respect her intelligence and her integrity. And the other three, I don't know if they would actually be able to carry the Democratic Party in 2020. Tulsi Gabbard can. She's young. She is very ecumenical. She grew up in a family that was believing in a number of different faiths, but no one hit anyone over the head because of it.
Well,
you know, and the one thing I'm thinking right now, looking at the trajectory of U.S. foreign and domestic policy, I will bet you a Turkish piastre that whoever shows themselves to be a person who wants to resolve the United States geopolitical issues with something other than war is going to be the favorite candidate, because I think by 2020...
Well, there may be the favorite candidate with the people, and that was certainly a big part of Trump's popularity in 2016. Mm-hmm. But at least up until recently, Trump, I think, demonstrated that once somebody gets into that Oval Office...
Mm-hmm. They get turned.
They get turned or they get controlled here. Uh-huh. All right. I'd like to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we have a caller on the line, mm-hmm. Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Good day, Michael. What's on my mind is, first off, what's going on with the wall. Schumer, I found out that the wall in Israel is 28 foot on average height, and Schumer was the us taxpayers of the United States funded, like, I believe it was close to $3 billion for their wall, and Israel, the American taxpayers. But here, this guy Schumer doesn't want to even give Trump $1 billion to build the wall. It's disgusting. And what's going on is, I was reading the Jane's Defense book about 6 months ago, Michael, and I believe that the United States gives Israel what, $16 billion, is it? I found out it's $16 billion.
Yeah, it's, well, for their military? There's a total of $38 billion. It's being paid over 10 years that we know of, but there are other ways that Congress sends money to Israel that we're not supposed to look at. I mean, they'll loan money to Israel and then forgive the loan so Israel doesn't have to pay it back.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Yeah, Michael, and also as far as France goes with Marcon, this guy Marcon, it's not about the gas tax, the one thing, but it's about all the Muslims in France, all those people demanding cars, and when and their countries in the Middle East, most of them don't even have cars, but they want to. In France, you basically need a car to get around, according to my buddy, because it's just like the United States, you need to have transportation to get around. So the point is, they keep bringing all these people, even here in the United States. These people never had cars in Central America. They're going to come here. They're going to be demanding cars. They're going to be demanding, hot showers. They don't have that in their countries. I was in Cuba, and I can tell you, they don't know what a hot shower is, half of them, 90% of them. They don't want the toilet paper is very scarce over in those islands. And look, what's going on here is unbelievable. This is, and I think it was on your show that some guy said that the United States can only sustain 190 million people in the United States. Otherwise, it's an economic, ecological disaster, potentially.
Well, we already have 300 million here. But yeah, the more of these illegal immigrants and refugees come on in here, it is putting a huge strain on an already fragile economy. And it is causing all kinds of social problems. And I'm glad that Trump is finally standing up to the Democrats. And he's at the point right now saying that if they refuse to budge on funding for the border wall, he's just going to close the border completely and cut off foreign aid to some of these Central American countries, which, as you know, was a big stink, because we're sending more money down to Central America and Mexico for security than the wall itself would cost. And looking at the numbers even deeper than that, if we had that wall, if we stopped the illegal immigration, the money that would be saved from having to take care of all these people would actually be more than the cost of the wall itself. But the Democrats want the open borders. The globalists want the open borders. The Democrats are counting on the illegal immigrant vote to hand them control of the government in 2020.
Absolutely, Michael. You're hitting right on the head. And, Michael, as far as the language goes, how is it that Spanish can come here and it can keep like 20 radio stations on AM and you only have 3 on AM in English? And no other group, the Germans, they don't have 20-hour radio stations in German, the Italians, the Polish, the Danes, the Norwegians. None of these people that came here have all these radio stations and TV stations. But these people have Telemundo. They have all these in our country. Now, can you imagine the Germans are the biggest population in this country, the United States? Could you imagine if 98 million Germans all of a sudden say, we want to speak German and we want to have German TV stations and radio stations? They wouldn't allow it. But they go, what's going on with that? How can that be allowed? Pretty soon you're
well,
have to make
it's not being allowed. It is simply
States.
The refusal. It's the refusal of the immigrants to assimilate.
Yeah.
And their attitude is you should speak Spanish to us because that's our language. And I was even seeing this all the way back when we lived in Southern California, where the Hispanic community was out there demanding bilingual traffic signs and bilingual signs in the stores. They wanted separate sections in the school. They wanted to remain Hispanic rather than become
Mexifornia,
American.
Michael, it's Mexifornia. It's Mexifornia.
Yeah.
Michael,
yeah.
When I was in Costa Mesa, California in 1982, it was a beautiful place. My brother lived out there, and he was doing the block trade. He was laying block and glass block and brick and all that. He did the whole thing, fireplaces. When he left there in 2005, I thought I was in Mexico. I honestly, and all the Americans that were doing block and brick and all the trades, they all got wiped out. This was by design. Believe me, California was the state of Nixon and Reagan.
Yes.
Look at it now. And you got that clown Brown saying, well, you know what? Your Democrats are going too far left now. It's unbelievable. It's crazy.
It really is out of control. But if you look across this country, every place that has been under Democratic control for years and years, they're in serious trouble. Because
Ruination, Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah. You look at Baltimore. You look at Chicago. It's a mess.
Detroit.
It's just a pure mess.
Yeah. No,
we
are an empire in decline. We're an empire in decline.
Yes, sir. Well, Happy New Year, Michael. God bless you all. And you and your host, Happy New Year. You have a great New Year.
Thanks an awful lot. And Happy New Year to you, John. Okay, so getting on back to the news here.
I love this. Cohen Prague claim crumbles as McClatchy reporter admits to third-hand information. And apparently there was an interview yesterday with McClatchy's Greg Gordon, and he revealed that he and his colleague, Peter Stone, had actually not seen the underlying evidence that a phone call allegedly traced to Cohen briefly sent signals ricocheting off cell towers in the Prague area in late summer 2016, a report which echoed their April claim that special counsel Robert Mueller had evidence of Cohen's trip. Not. Which, according to the controversial, completely discredited Steele dossier, was to meet with Kremlin leaders inside to make arrangements to pay Russian hackers.
Well, this is a major embarrassment.
My gosh.
And of course, the reason that this all came up is Cohen's passport showed that he never went there. And so somebody came up with this thing. Well, we got his cell phone. His cell phone was pinging towers, and we don't know why it's not on his passport, but there's the proof.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yeah.
Second of all, you can spoof a cell phone. If you know what you're doing. You can make your phone look like somebody else's. But setting that aside, clearly this was all made up. They're trying to bolster this case. I get a sense of panic coming from Mueller.
Desperation on the cusp of madness.
Absolutely.
Mueller.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Here.
I'd like to pop on over now to Zero Hedge. And if you folks haven't looked at it yet, treat yourself. Do yourself a favor. We don't always agree. We're not always seeing eye to eye. But Tyler Durden, who is the primary webmaster, does, for me, a pretty creditable job most of the time. Now, he was carrying an article about Pat Buchanan, 2020, year of the Democrats? Maybe not. And he talked a lot about this whole thing of identity politics, which has to do with race, ethnicity, and a complete, utter sense of being offended at anything. You know, and I kind of had to make the observation that identity politics can work for a while, but because of its nature as being so fractious, and it can tear people apart and it can tear a party apart into pieces for the long term. Mike, what do you think?
I absolutely agree. Mm-hmm. And these various stunts that are pulled, mm-hmm. They work short term until people realize how they're being played.
Yeah.
And hopefully sometime between now and the 2020 elections, mm-hmm. We're going to have people waking up and realizing what utter nonsense all this transgender stuff was, and how different racial groups were being suckered into hating each
they
other.
They were being set up.
They were being set up.
Oh,
they were being manipulated.
Yeah.
That all of these groups that were fanning the flames of racism, like Black Lives Matter, mm-hmm. They were bought and paid for by political activists. To keep people stirred up, mm-hmm. To play that identity politics. And, mm-hmm. of course, Hillary played identity politics in 2016 because the Democrats don't really have any ideas.
They didn't have a platform.
They didn't have a platform. Yeah. And what they have been doing in these various cities, like we were saying, Baltimore,
mm-hmm. yeah.
Is clearly not working. And people are looking around and saying, yeah, the Democrats are really good at, you know, rabble-rousing, mm-hmm. getting people to, you know, get angry and offended. But the quality of life is still going down. The jobs are going away. Mm-hmm. And this very Democrat-supported open borders policy is impacting our economy. It's impacting the job market. It's causing all kinds of crime. Mm-hmm. Not to mention contagious diseases being reintroduced.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and diseases we have not seen in the United States for decades.
And so hopefully between now and 2020, mm-hmm. Americans are going to wake up and realize that the Democrats are so totally obsessed with just maintaining their power, mm-hmm. their grip on power. They're not really doing anything positive for the nation and its people.
And the optics are pretty lousy, and I'm going to go into this in a little bit more depth. Apparently, Nancy Pelosi is spending the shutdown at a Hawaii resort praying for rain. I mean, not really. Maxine Waters is in the Bahamas. Now, contrast this. President Trump canceled his Florida trip to try to get something done and try to get a rapprochement with the Democrats. And it seems to me like Pelosi and Waters have just run away from their constituencies, who probably have some very hard questions regarding the border wall issue and the costs of illegal immigration. Now, this is why, while President Trump cancels his trip to Florida in order to break the stalemate, I think that was very noble of him. And these ladies, I mean, many of them have people who are first or second generation Americans. Many of them have worked very hard, but they know that if there is this flood of more illegals, that if they are doing something, they're going to be getting undercut, you know, in terms of performing
they,
jobs.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of interesting to note that the legal immigrants mm-hmm. are getting tired of all this as well, because they're tired of being conflated with the illegals, and it's causing them all kinds of problems.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Congress is adjourned until next Thursday. I'm sorry, next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And no, it is next Thursday.
Yeah.
And so I can understand that Pelosi and Waters might want to skedaddle out of town. They don't want to listen to any questions about the wall.
No.
They have decided they're going to fight this thing tooth and nail,
mm-hmm.
because without the flood of illegal immigrants, their election prospects in 2020
are grim.
Begin to erode.
So
Donald Trump, of course, has tried to come up with some compromise plans.
Mm-hmm.
Pelosi dissed him, saying that Trump's latest officer was a beaded curtain. So Trump shouldn't try and compromise, because they're just going to throw it back in his face. Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi don't want to compromise.
Yeah.
They want what they want, mm-hmm. when they want it. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come in an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And let's do a few more news stories. And then I want to sort of talk about what we're likely to see in 2019.
Fine. I think that would be great. I read today that Wells Fargo has had a very, very good week. Now, you may not realize it when I tell you what the good week was. But from a standpoint of their executive offices, oh, this was heaven on a bun. Wells Fargo agrees to pay $575 million to resolve state investigations of their business practices in all 50 states. Guys, let me get my head around this, please. What this is tantamount to a bribe by Wells Fargo to all 50 states' district attorneys to close their investigation on Wells Fargo's potentially illegal
actions. This is to the attorney generals.
Yeah, attorneys general, and create their own bank-hired teams to review and respond to customers' complaints about its banking and sales practices. Mike, the thing that is wrong with this picture is everything, because no one who signed off on initiating these practices goes to jail, and the bank can continue business as usual.
And of course, Wells Fargo will simply take a large chunk of that $500 million off of their taxes, shifting the economic burden back onto the people.
Yeah.
and they'll make up the rest of it by increasing fees on their customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'm wearing an appropriate T-shirt today that one of our listeners sent in.
Uh-huh.
You know, that Jesse James was right.
Mm-hmm.
The bankers are the real outlaws.
Yeah. And why anyone would continue to bank with an institution like this, the name of which should be Wells Gangsta Fargo, is a complete and utter mystery to me. I don't know why they do it.
Okay, we got a caller on the line here. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go to Mark in Georgia. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I think it was entirely appropriate. You're contending with that guy who, when you said he's broad brushing, and he said, no, you're saying white. No, he's making a generalized accusation, just like people make generalized accusations against Muslims, and like they always ignore context. But the thing is, the problem is not Jews. The problem are people that feign to have a moral standard. And, you know, Ezekiel 18 makes very clear, the man who, verse 20 in particular, the man who sins is the one who dies. A father's not going to be held accountable for his son's sins, or his son's not going to suffer for his own sins. The sins of the father will be visited on the son, but that doesn't mean that they'll, you know, but the thing is that we're all going to be accountable for our own actions. And to make an indiscriminate statement that Jews in general are the problem is completely missing the fact that Aaron Russo was a very morally sound Jew who warned us about this phony named Nick Rockefeller, warned him, you know, and if you listen to that warning, it sounds a lot like Revelation 13. I mean, he didn't cite that passage, but actually, I saw the earlier version of America Freedom to Fascism. It did not contain the reference to Revelation 13, but the later version that wound up getting released did. And so, you know, that's the thing is that our quarrel is not with Jews. And I agree with the King of the Jews regarding Revelation 2:9 and 3:9, and what Christ himself says, they call themselves Jews, but are not. If they were legitimately Jewish, if they really did have a moral standard, that is what I mean by that, then we wouldn't be at odds with them. The problem is these people believe and behave that they're above the law, I mean that criminal element, because they unlawfully control the issuance of currency and a lot of other things that are just plain immoral. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense, and that really is the issue. There are good people and there are bad people, and good people do good things, bad people do bad things. Both will often use religion as their excuse, but there are a lot of Jewish people who are, in fact, very moral. Aaron Russo was one, Rene Valente was another, which is why the rule on this show is we do not paint with a broad brush. We talk about individuals.
And let's also talk about your friend in Israel, man of peace.
Oh, Steve Amsel.
God bless
yeah.
him.
Steve
He's a
Amsel
wonderful
over
soul.
Desert Peace.
Yeah,
is another good one. And Gilad Atzman, obviously a very moral person, very courageous person as well.
Yes.
And a friend of mine is a Palestinian Christian, and I try to explain to the local Arabs are Semitic, and I believe you are too because you're of Sephardic lineage. You know, to me, it's either here or there because I don't believe that lineage. I mean, you can have a heritage that you can either live up to or try to live down, depending on whether how you see things. But the thing is that the thing I try to be clear, I agree with Jews of good conscience who are slandered as so-called self-hating Jews because they criticize the actions of the Israeli government. And when you obstruct needful corrective measures, it only makes a bad situation worse because impunity brings out the worst in people. And that's the problem that all the countries have with so-called Israel, is that it behaves in a lawless manner. And I guess I can get you've got a mailing address on your What Really Happened website where I can send you a Christmas card?
Christmas is now over. There's a mailing address, under the donate button.
It's a little late.
But Mark,
hey, Three Kings Day is January 6th.
Mark, I'm sorry. Mark, I'm sorry to cut you off. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And Claire, what is your next story?
The next story is very serious and came from globalresearch.ca. It's a Canadian blog that has a lot of responsible writers in it. And this was written by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, for whom I have tremendous respect, and Stephen Cohen. And the title of the article is "The Self-Genocide of the West, Preparing Its Population for War." And what they're saying is that the Democrats seem to have a real interest in the vilification of Russia, because Russiagate sort of kind of explained Hillary's loss in the 2016 presidential election. And they give Democrats hope for removing Trump from office. And unfortunately, the media is not going to tell us what is really happening out there. And here's an article that tells me that we are very close to being at war with Russia, and kind of validating what these gentlemen are talking about. Now, this article comes from the BBC, and BBC, I'm listening, I'm watching. If you keep telling lies like this, you're going to hear about it.
Well, remember, BBC is the network that announced the collapse of World Trade Center Building 7
26
minutes before it happened.
All right. Now, I'm quoting this. A couple things have to be quoted. Russian forces annexed Ukraine's Crimea Peninsula in March 2014, a move condemned internationally. Crimea has a Russian-speaking majority. And
now, of course, that's not what happened.
No, no. And I'm going to get into that.
Okay.
Yeah, BBC has sort of sunk from delivering excellence in journalism to consistently belching its putrid foul codswallop on the minds of its readers, constantly capitulating to the British and U.S. government's war-centric agenda over the truth. And they believe they're suffering from magical thinking. They believe that this will absolutely be received by their readers as gospel, solid fact. But I would have to politely suggest to the management of BBC that may have been a point in the past, but it's not the case at this point in the 21st century. And there are a couple of reasons why. First is that U.S. and U.K. citizens are both war-weary, war skeptical, and looking to independent resources to actually get the news. And, well, BBC, you're going to get it peacefully, quietly, but you're going to get it. You lie when you use the word annexed in reference to Crimea. This never happened. And please note on this article, not even the night janitor wanted to put their names to this ridiculous story. And in light of the fact that whoever cobbled this together has a very severe case of something we talk about all the time on the show, SMD, selective memory disorder, I'm going to be very happy once again to break this down in small words that even
they
understand.
Okay, take notes. There'll be a quiz next class.
Okay, let's set the Wayback Machine to 2014. This was the spring that we saw Yanukovych, the legitimately elected president of Ukraine, get thrown under the proverbial bus, and Poroshenko was anointed to replace him, as he was thought to be more pro-Western than was Yanukovych. This election was more crooked than a dog's hind leg, with massive vote fraud going on. Now, there are a couple of articles I would like to point to.
Yeah, you're talking about Poroshenko's re-election.
Yes, Poroshenko. Well, no, I'm talking about the first time, talking about history and how it relates to now. Apparently, there was a Facebook post that the U.S. spent $5 billion on regime change in Ukraine. I'm sorry, when we have one homeless vet sleeping in our streets while our infrastructure is crumbling, this was absolutely an obscene spending of money. And in fact, no less an American icon than President Obama himself did confess that the U.S. had brokered a deal to effect regime change in Ukraine. I've got it documented, a couple of articles on that. And as the BBC article writer should know, I've got documentation on my side. You have absolutely nothing. Game over. Now, the Crimeans knew after this putsch that there was no legitimate representation in Kiev. So here's precisely what they did. And Mike, please feel free to jump in if I'm wrong. I don't think I'm wrong on these facts. Number one, they held a free, fair, and transparent referendum after the putsch. Do we want to stay with Ukraine or should we petition the Russian Federation to join? And so they were asked, and then the Crimean people requested to become a part of the Russian Federation, and the Russian Federation accepted that. There was no annexation, folks. The A word did not appear anywhere in that.
I remember when that first, because it was actually two referendums.
Yeah.
The first one was to secede from Ukraine.
Yes.
And when they announced the second referendum to merge with Russia, I remember there was all this propaganda all over the TV that Russia was invading Crimea, that there were tanks crossing the border, there were warplanes all over the place. All of it, of course, junk.
Idiocy,
And that's not what happened.
Yeah.
Now, the U.S. is taking the position that they do not recognize the right of the Crimean people to vote themselves independent.
Self-determination,
even though that is part of the United Nations Universal Declaration of Human Rights, to which the United States is obligated by being a member of the United Nations.
Mm-hmm. And so is the UK.
And so is the UK.
And
so the attitude was, we don't mm-hmm. recognize your right to do that. And they're thinking, I've mentioned this before, it's kind of on the level of a guest at a wedding mm-hmm. Saying that the bride doesn't have a right to choose that groom. Mm-hmm. Therefore, by default, the groom has kidnapped and raped the bride.
Yeah.
Because the default position, if you don't recognize the right of Crimea to determine mm-hmm. its own future,
yeah.
And they're now part of the Russian Republic, then Russia must have somehow stolen it. And, of course, that is the propaganda that yeah. we get from the corporate media all the time. Russia annexed Crimea.
Yeah.
Did not happen that way. It is a big, big, big lie.
Absolutely. And we all know that demonization of a country for what it absolutely did not do, and supporting that demonization through sanctions, again, for what it absolutely did not do, are generally a prelude to a shooting war. And Mike, I've got to tell you, as you just mentioned, the U.S. and U.K. are signatories to the U.N. Charter, which values, enshrines the concept of peaceful self-determination. And so, BBC, if you think you can go on lying to demonize Russia with no repercussions, I politely okay. beg to differ. And I would strongly suggest that those still reading this rag, cloaked in its antique, tattered reputation for truth-telling, will be fact-checking in other places and will start to ignore BBC and what they say completely. You brought it on yourself, BBC.
Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take a couple of phone calls
okay, great.
Here. Uh-huh. And then we're going to talk about the coming year. We're going to start mm-hmm. with Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. First off, as far as the BBC is concerned, they mm-hmm. they take their talking orders from the Tavistock Institute, so which mm-hmm.
yeah.
gives which is in the business of programming the nature out of people and programming what they want to into people. There used to be when a
yes.
lie was called mm-hmm. a lie. Okay, now it's
yeah.
called misspoke, or I misdid, or I miss. They give you these talking points, and then the human beings,
yeah.
being the functional order fallen areas that they are, have a tendency just to follow along. Okay, but let me get back to what I called for, and that was about generalization. I remember when I was a student in college, and I had a professor who had assigned us an assignment, and he seemed surprised that I made an A on the assignment. So after class, he stopped me and he said, I would like to talk with you. And he said, I have a question for you. Why can't the rest of them be like you? And I thought to myself, here's a so-called professor in a collegiate university who's in the charge of young people's minds, yet he's using a generalization to get me, a specific person, to answer his generalized question. And I thought to myself, well, what the hell are you going to think of me if I even try and answer that? So I gave him a look to tell him, you should start in your questioning at this point. Now, Mike, to prove my point, I remember I saw a movie years later. It was called Deep Cover, starring Lawrence Fishburne and Jeff Goldblum. And
yes.
they were hiring this so-called black cop, and they asked Lawrence Fishburne in the interview, what's the difference between a black man and a so-called nigger? And Lawrence Fishburne looked at the white interviewer and said, a nigger is the one who would even bother trying to answer a stupid question like that. You get my point?
That was a good line.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was a good line.
Yeah.
I want to go back to your college professor.
Okay.
I want to go back to your college professor. His generalization was wrong. And it does show a previous prejudice. But at the same time, I think he intended the question as a compliment. So, let's cut a little bit of slack there. Anyway, Lenny,
okay.
we're getting
real quick,
short.
Real quick, I got to tell you something real quick, though. First off,
real quick.
Yanukovych is not pronounced Yanukovych. It's Yanukovych. And second, you've been, I got to hit you on one of your trivia questions. You've been saying that Clint Eastwood, only movie that he sang the song in was Paint Your Wagon. It wasn't. It was Honky Tonk Man. It was the last movie he sang the song in. Check it out.
All right. I'll check
Thanks.
It out there.
Thanks.
I'll check it out. All right. Lenny, we're going to let you go and switch back over to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, what's on your mind?
Wasn't Lee Marvin in Paint Your Wagon also?
You know, it's been so long since I've seen that movie. I really don't know. I'm sure it's going to come around on Turner Classic Movies at some point. And in fact, some of the films I worked on early in my career are now on Turner Classic Movies. And boy, does that make me feel old.
I hear you.
Oh, man.
I hear you, my
oh,
dear.
Man.
Better than all the other crap that's on TV. Turner Classic Movies are great, great shows on there. I wanted to wish you
might... they really... Say again?
I wanted to wish you guys a happy New Year.
And back to you.
And I...
What are your predictions?
That's what I'm going to say. It's not good, Mike. I think there's going to be more turmoil in the stock market because they injected all this money, these corporations, the last couple of days, huh? Trying to prop it up. Taking it from the bond market. I see turmoil there, and I see more dirty tricks against Russia, Mike. I see the British, the French, and the U.S. especially, like egging them on. I just see more of the same. You know, I don't see any good outlook. You know, I mean, what do you think?
Well, sadly, unfortunately, I agree with you. The national economy at this point is unrecoverable. It is just hopelessly mired in unpayable debt, and the government is running out of ways to squeeze more money out of the population, especially since the population is having to work for lower wages and salaries. So you can tell there's a crossover point that's coming where that's going to break apart, and I think it's going to be early in the next year. And as far as the wars are concerned, I know that the military-industrial complex, what they want is a new Cold War where they can produce whatever junk weapons they produce for huge amounts of money, knowing they're never actually going to get used. But in the current political climate, the leap from a Cold War to a hot war is going to be very brief. All it takes is one hothead. And as I've mentioned before, the new dimension in this war is how many of our weapon systems are now automated, some of them autonomously.
Yeah.
And all it's going to take is one bad piece of software to launch an attack on somebody. And as I've mentioned before, it was bad software that led the USS Vincennes to shoot down that Iranian passenger jet. It was bad software that resulted in the accidental shoot down of TWA 800. So we know these problems are out there. We know that these weapon systems are being deployed before they're even fully ready. They're already doing it with the F-35. It's still missing systems that will not be available for years, and yet they're already in use in places all over the world. And it's an ugly situation. And then you have wild card leaders like Erdogan, who could just launch a war. Right now, all of the ISIS who got kicked out of Syria, they're now up in Ukraine, getting onto the conflict line, if you will, with Lugansk and Donetsk. And so that's another potential flare-up point, because the ISIS fighters aren't really under any kind of a unified military command. So they could just start shooting at somebody.
And they've made no bones about being members of various jihadi organizations.
Yeah, and talking about, we want to kill Russians because we love to kill Russians and we will always kill Russians.
They're from Chechnya.
Yeah, well, I can understand there's a certain, well, some of them are, and I can understand there's a certain amount of hostility there.
And resentment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And real quick, Mike, also China, because... You know we're unraveling because Chuck Schumer's even mentioned in China and the Democrats. So they know China's an economic enemy, and so is Russia, the Eurasia, the whole Eurasia. So I see that in 2019. It's not good. But have a good night.
Well, I see the problem is not being one of Russia and China being economic competitors or enemies as much as our government has self-destructed our economy. We've lost our manufacturing over the last 30 years. It's going to take at least 30 years to get that back. Our agriculture is in decline, and part of the problem is the breakdown of the irrigation systems out west. Another part of the problem, of course, is that disastrous experiment with GMO, and nobody wants that. right now, somebody actually did a study on the American population. 98% of the people walking around show traces of glyphosate in their bodies. It is ubiquitous. You cannot get away from it. And it is a probable carcinogen, which I'm sure for the cancer industrial complex, they're going to be happy. Yeehaw, more patients, more money. But the reality is the bottom of any economy are the working people, because it is their labor that generates the wealth to power the rest of the system. And if the working class don't have jobs that pay them enough to do more than just eat and live, then the whole economy is going to come on down. We're seeing it already. Sears is about to go bye-bye, along with other stores. Anyway, Dustin, got to let you go. Got our last commercial break here, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what's really happened?
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our last live show of 2018. Mm-hmm. And that's my lead in to ask Claire, what do you think 2019 is going to be like?
I'm very concerned. as you know, about the trajectory of U.S. domestic and foreign policy.
Mm-hmm.
I think that in terms of the deep state, the Pentagon, and the White House, their brains are creating, or rather writing checks for our military that the military cannot cash.
There's been some pushback from the Pentagon on that, saying we're overextended.
And that may
be another reason that Trump pulled out of Syria.
Could be, or to reposition the troops. History will sort of sort that out.
Yes.
But I'm deeply concerned about the belligerence of the United States right now around the world, and its concept that it cannot get what it wants geopolitically without a war, you know. And
they want to drag the world back to Bretton Woods.
We don't manufacture
anything anybody wants to buy. Even, you know, our defense industries are starting to lose sales to weapons
Russia
companies
China.
In other other countries, like again Russia and China.
Yeah.
China is now selling their hypersonic anti-ship missile.
Yep.
Again, I remember a time when American agriculture was the best in the world. We were called the breadbasket to the world.
Yes.
I remember the time when Russia, following that disaster with Lysenkoism, actually had to buy wheat from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
It was a huge embarrassment for the Soviet Union. So, but we've lost that. We don't produce as much food. In fact, the United States is now a net importer of food.
Mm-hmm.
And along with that GMO disaster, we can't find people outside the country to buy our produce. It's been one disastrous policy decision after the other, after the other, after the other. And there is unfortunately no way to just wind it all back and hit a reset button to take us back to somewhere in the 1970s when it all began to go wrong.
Yeah.
So we are an empire in decline, and 2019 could very well be the year when the United States federal government suffers a Soviet Union-style collapse, which I think would be the best thing that could happen for the American people, could be the best thing that could happen for all these countries we're currently waging war on right now.
Or about to. Can I share something with you?
Yeah, real quick.
Okay. We have some net friends we've never met, and they send us some stories in English that they think need some attention that are not getting attention. But early this week, I got the sweetest video, and it was for a Russian Police Association choir.
Yes.
They were singing.
I know how you feel about choirs.
English.
Yeah.
And just, you know, you had to smile when you listened to this. And singing in better English, by the way, than some of the people I talked to in my marketing missions.
Yes.
And they were singing beautifully, and it suddenly dawned on me, these kids, and they wouldn't like themselves to be thought of as kids, but I turn 70 next year, so I can. But these kids and I have no beef. I have no enmity toward any of them. If anything, I'd love to get them to sing some of my music.
Well, you know, English is a very common language in Russia and all over Europe. And we have a lot of Russian readers.
Yeah,
who send in contributions. Yeah. Okay, there's the music. We're going to get on out of here and start our well-deserved vacation here.
Yes.
So stay tuned for John Stedmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with your friends. Please donate. Have a safe and sane holiday weekend. And we'll see you live back here on Wednesday, January 2nd. 2019. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.